When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Here on the line right now is a man that is no stranger to WakeUpCallDT.com, and that is Lamar Dawson, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, St. Rita High School, incoming class of 2014 is when that national letter of intent will be signed as a defensive back for the Syracuse Orange. And Lamar Dawson has gone through a lot since the last time him and I have spoken. So there may be some changes, but still committed to Syracuse and trying to get better. So, you know, this is the part where it truly is where sports meets life. And football is just one small part of what goes on, especially with Lamar Dawson. And I'm happy to have him here on the show and welcome him here on his birthday. So first and foremost, Lamar, happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
What's it like for you? I mean, you're in the hospital right now celebrating your birthday, so has it been a positive birthday? Have you been able to enjoy it a little bit?
Well, yeah, it's been good, just here with my family and stuff, and just enjoying time with them and things like that, and, you know, just, it was the most important. They gave me birth, so I think being with them on my birthday is the best present I could have, really, to be honest.
With your family, I mean, you're going through a lot, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but when you're going through so much in your life, yet you still look to the love of your family, how much has your family meant to you, and who are the people that have really been there for you? Because, I mean, I know talking with you that family is very, very important to you.
Just my mom and dad, brothers and sisters, they've been there for me. Just staying at nights with me sometimes, like switching off. My mom just did some work. My dad did some work. You know, just stay with me and make sure I was all right. So, I mean, they're very key in my life and stuff like that.
Looking at your situation, Lamar, you know, describe what happened. I mean, this is something that kind of just came on, and let everybody know what is going on right now and what it's called and how you've had to kind of handle it recently.
It's called aplastic anemia, and It's just like a disease that like your bone marrow not producing like the cells that it needs to like fight off infections and stuff like that. So I've been going through that for like a few months, like just getting blood transfusions and stuff like that. And I took a medicine like to help me get better. So it takes a few months to kick in. So it's like I just been trying to like just recover and stuff. It's like it's rough in the beginning, but as I go through it, you know, it will continue to get better. You know, I can get back to my strength and be able to play for Syracuse.
How did this all come about, Lamar? What did the doctors tell you that this type of anemia, where did it come from?
It could come from numerous things. They said it possibly could have came from like a bug or some type of virus that I had. I didn't know which, but honestly, they couldn't really like pinpoint exactly what it was, but they knew the symptoms of what it was, so they knew what it was, but like not what caused it.
Having this happen where, you know, you're getting ready for college life, you're getting prepared, you're training your body, you're hanging out with friends, you're spending time with family, you're going to school, and then all of a sudden you're sick. How have you responded to all of this and how quickly it happened?
I just try to stay positive and just each day just try to stay focused on like what I need to do and just be mindful of like what I'm eating and stuff like that, and just really just staying positive though, and just like not trying to like break down and stuff like that. Just know that like there's better days to come, pretty much. Like just try not to be down on myself. I know it's gonna be rough days.
How does something like this go away? Is there a cure for it? Is there a time period for it? I mean, what do you know about this type of anemia and how you go from here? Is this something that will eventually be gone from you?
Yes, possibly. It's just like the medicine that you take and stuff. Like you usually start seeing results. It's like the success rate, stuff like that. So that's pretty much how you deal with it, and yeah, that's about it. I mean, it's a pretty good success rate with the medicine I took, and So you start seeing, like, results within months, and then you can start getting back to normal, you know, and then usually don't have a problem.
Is there any chance that, this may affect you for the rest of your life, or is this something that is more temporary?
That could go either way. Some people, it does affect them for the rest of their life, but mostly, I mean, mostly with the medicine I took is 70% rate, you know, most people success, and most people have success with the treatment, and they're able to live their lives and never really worry about it again.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Staying positive, it's something that you said you've been working on, Lamar, and what keeps you positive? What's been making you smile, making you laugh, keeping you in good spirits? What are those things that are keeping you looking at things in a positive way?
Well, I would just say just my faith in God, just like putting them first and stuff like that. I don't think that like any, like putting my faith in anything else would help me, and just my family also, they're behind me and stuff. So I think them just being behind me and God, just putting God first, you know, it just that just helped me stay positive, you know, keep my head cool and stuff, and just not worry about the situation as much as I would.
When you look at your relationship with God, you know, I'm someone that truly, you know, I believe in that as well. It's something that drives me. I know that everybody has their different view of God and whatnot, but as far as you go, you bring up God first and foremost, your faith, what you believe in. What is that? Where does that come from for you as far as that faith? And why have the type of faith that you do? I mean, why have such a close relationship with God, and how much is it helping you right now?
It just comes from, like, just the Bible and stuff, and just, like, praying. I'm just praying and stuff, like, the Bible and all that. Like, that's where it really comes from. And, that's what just keeps me strong. I think that, I mean, he's, as you said, like, you said you have a relationship with God. It just strengthens you, you know. You feel like you have faith in something, and you believe that it'll be fixed, you know. So it's just like, he just definitely keeps me positive, and I just go and read the parts that, you know, where people in the Bible just persevered things, and, you know, you see that they came out for the better. And it seemed like, for me, just an event in my life, just the way it turned. And just, as I mentioned, like, in past interviews, just how Syracuse, you know, they didn't turn me down, or, you know, just go and get somebody else to get a scholarship. You know, I prayed for that. You know, God just—I was able to keep my scholarship going, so it was just—I think just keeping my faith in Him. He's been reliable.
How much fun do you have with it? I mean, I personally think God is a comedian. I think he likes to do a lot of things to kind of catch you off guard and make you laugh a little bit. What's your relationship with God? Do you kind of have that same type of relationship?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, he can be like that, but I feel like it's more. This was more like a discipline thing. Like, you know, maybe I was putting other things above him, you know what I mean? Just, I wasn't really seeing that he needed to be first, and this is probably like a wake-up call for me, so, you know, it was probably like, hey, you need to put me first. Like, football is awesome, but, you know, you got to have God first. And that's probably the case for this situation, to be honest with you.
When you're in this situation, you know, some people say, why me? You look at it as a learning experience. What makes you look at this in that positive way and in a learning experience instead of feeling sorry for yourself or getting down or, as some people do, turn around and hate God? You seem to love him more through this. And why is that?
I mean, because, I mean, in the Bible it says, like, our sins deserve death. So it's like anything from God that's I mean, your sins, you deserve death. But, like, anything else is a plus, you know. It's grace from God. So just still being alive, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's a plus for me. So it's all, I mean, that's how I feel about it. Some people say, why me? I definitely did that in the beginning. I really didn't understand. But as I, like, got to move on and, you know, just getting with people in my church and stuff, I started to realize that, you know, there was a reason for this, you know. Nothing is just coincidental, so.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Sault City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Sault City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Sault City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Moving forward with everything, you make mention of the fact that Syracuse stands by your side. They don't take your scholarship away. They don't give it to anybody else. They don't say, oh, you know, Lamar, you're sick right now. We can't wait on you. What does it mean to you when you look at everything that's going on in your life? What does it mean to you that Syracuse has remained dedicated to you?
I mean, a lot of just shows that, like, they were in it for me, like, in the beginning, like, the player, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like some factory, you know, like, I can't speak for every program, but I feel like if I committed somewhere else and I got sick like this, I probably wouldn't have a scholarship, to be totally honest. I mean, I don't know what they would think, like, hey, we need a player to come in and play in August, and he's not ready, you know, you can go find a cornerback anywhere, really, like, just as good as me in the same class, you know, and go sign them. But just the fact they willing to fight through it with me, you know, it just showed me a lot. I was relieved. I'm like, yes, like, Syracuse, this is a family place. It's just great coaching staff. Like, they have great character there for sure.
When you look at the coaching staff, who have you really built a close relationship with at this point?
I would say Coach Smith, though. I'm around him the most. But, yeah, Coach Smith.
What is it about DeAndre? I mean, I've had the opportunity to spend a lot of time and talk with DeAndre, and so, you know, I know how I view his personality, a very approachable guy, respectable guy, somebody that if you do the right things, he'll respect you. What have you taken away from DeAndre?
It's the same thing. Like, he's just down to earth. He's cool. Be totally real with you. Just telling you the situation, you know. And over the summer, I came over and visited, and he was just, him and my dad, you know, we sat down and we just had a great conversation. He's just a great guy. So it was like, I bonded with him real quick, and I felt like, even though I play on a different side of the ball, I was like, he's still a great coach, and I feel like I could have a relationship for the rest of my life.
When you look at DeAndre, how big of a part of your commitment to Syracuse did he have in it?
A huge part, because he was the first thing I've seen of Syracuse. So my first impression of him was everything. So usually, like, the first coach you see, you know, that's who you're going to put that on the university. And I think he represented them well. So
as you go forward here, you and I have talked off the air about your timetable. What makes the most sense right now? When do you think you will have the opportunity to get yourself back on the field?
It just totally depends. I think if in May, if I'm ready, to go, I'll probably go in the summertime. But I think that if I'm not ready, I can just go in January. It just, you know, it just depends on how my body reacts to the treatment that I got. So it's pretty much up to that. It's just a waiting game to see how it's going to go. So, but if I'm ready to go, I think I'll go. But if not, you know, I'll just take the January time, just train here at home in Chicago.
When you look at that, the fact that you could either be with this team in 2014 or have to wait until 2015, you talked about putting God first, and maybe he wasn't there before, so this is a learning experience. Will it matter to you which way, if it's 2014 or 2015, that you'll get on the field? Does that matter to you?
Not really. I just feel like whenever I'm on, I feel like when I'm on will be the right time. If it's 2014, that's great. I mean, I'm seeing it being more realistically 2015, but if it's 2014, that's great. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but yeah, I mean, I just see it being 2015 most likely, to be honest.
You said that faith has helped you to transition into this in a positive mindset and to move forward positively. Physically, how have you been feeling? I mean, what does your day really consist of? Is it just laying in bed and resting? What are you, at this point in time, allowed to do?
Right now, I do like light physical therapy, which I just started yesterday, which is like leg stuff. So at the hospital, I don't have to stay here, but I go home. And when I come, well, at home, I usually don't do anything. You know, I just been resting. But when I could come up here and they're going to start getting me ready, like, to back running again and, like, just walking, like, again. Because, like, it's like, with the treatment, it was a couple complications, like, with, like, physically, like, legs and stuff like that. So it was kind of tough to do things. But now with me just getting my strength back, I should probably be getting help here to just get back to doing things normally like I used to.
As far as your body goes, has it taken a lot out of you that you're going to have to get back on the field eventually and pull and get all that back and then go from there? Or has it not taken a lot from you as far as, you know, physically? Does it offer you any setback that's going to be major?
I don't think anything majors. I think it's just pretty much just time, just how much time I have, which would be the decision to go in July or January. So I think that if it was fast and I was ready to go, I would be ready to go, like, physically. But I would be ready to go mentally, but not physically. I think that I would need more time to get ready, like, just in the gym and stuff like that, and just working out at my position and stuff. I haven't done any of that stuff, so I think that's a big setback, just drills and stuff, footwork and all that. So just get my fundamentals back, pretty much.
Has this whole experience helped you to appreciate the game and your talents more?
Definitely. Just I took it for granted before, and I think that nobody should ever do that.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Sault City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Sault City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Sault City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
So as far as today being your birthday, I know you're in the hospital talking with me right now. What are you going to be able to do for your birthday? Is there anything that you have planned or anything that the family wants to do with you?
No, we're probably just we're just going to sit around and just talk and stuff pretty much. I mean, it's nothing really to do. I don't get out till tomorrow, so it's not... I'm not going to go anywhere, so that's about it.
So you probably had some time to catch up on some TV and get to watch,
yes,
you know, get to watch some things on television. What have you been watching? What's been keeping your attention and kind of helping you to focus on something else? What have you been watching while you're in the hospital?
Just ESPN and stuff like that. I've been really watching college hoops. Checking out Syracuse. I didn't check the game last night, but I know they won. Big game this weekend that I would have been at. Definitely checking that out tomorrow. Wait, no, when is that? Saturday? Yeah, that's Saturday. But yeah, I've been keeping up with like the college basketball and stuff. It's like, I watched a lot of E60s too. Because you see like a lot of guys go through stuff and they made it through as well. So that was motivation too.
What were some of the stories that, and I know with E60, there's a lot that a lot of different stories that needed to be told that were told. What were some of the stories that stuck out to you about adversity that people overcame?
One of them was Key Patrick Willis. You know, he went through a lot as a child, made it through. Corlin Finnegan, I thought he was a bad guy, but I mean, as you see, like his E60, he went through a lot, and he still came out to be a pretty decent guy. He just on that like that on the field, and I was able to take a lot from it. Just and you learn from those guys' mistakes as well. So it's just like it's good to watch.
The Super Bowl obviously is coming up very soon as well. Who do you want in the Super Bowl? I know you'll most likely. I mean, whether you were in the hospital or not, whatever's going on, I'm sure that you would be watching it. So who are you rooting for?
Yeah, I'm a Patriots fan, and the Browns beat the Patriots, so I will be rooting for Seahawks.
How likely, now I know that obviously your reasoning makes sense, but how likely do you think that the Seahawks can defeat a guy like Peyton Manning?
Honestly, Peyton Manning is not good in the playoffs, but he's been pretty good this year. So, to be honest, the Broncos probably will win the game, but I don't want them to.
Now, on the other side of the Broncos, a cornerback that obviously has made a big name for himself in the media and at the same time on the field is Richard Sherman, and you playing the cornerback position. What do you take from Richard Sherman's game? What do you think about it?
I think he's a great player. I just think that he doesn't need to talk as much. You know, I think that like all the extra stuff with Crabtree just didn't need to be done, or just call him mediocre after the game. I just thought it was extra. I think he's a great player, but he's just not humble. So it's just kind of, I just don't like people like that. But I think he's a great player on the field. That's me. Off the field, he's not much of a bad guy. I think he just gets caught up in emotions. But he's a great player.
And lastly, you know, speaking of emotions, and it seems like you're the type of person that's kind of, through this process and through everything that's going on, I think you're growing up here as well, but you seem like someone that has a good head on your shoulders. You know what you care about. You know what matters to you. What can you say about your family and your support system that has helped create you to be the man that you are today, Lamar? Because, I mean, just sitting here talking with you, when somebody says God as the first thing when it comes to going through adversity, that's, you know, that's something that tells me that there's a good person behind those words. So how did you become the man that you are today?
Just my family, basically. That's just how we were rooted. My parents have been Christians since I was born, or maybe a couple years before I was born. So, I mean, it's just been rooted in me from the beginning, you know. So, I mean, that's just how I pretty much how I was raised and how I was started. That's how the good guys are. I mean, the foundation, you know, my foundation was pretty good. Just a great family, you know. My parents, you know, just a good marriage, just because they put God first and I seen that, you know, it's just like stuff like that. And that's pretty much where it came from. I can't really, like, there's no magic to it or nothing like that. That's just, you know, they always say go to God. So I thought that, I mean, it always made sense. But so when I got sick, it really was clear to me, you know.
Well, I definitely feel like you have a good support system around you, and you got your eyes focused on the things that really matter, Lamar. And so, you know, this is what I like about, and I want you to know this, on your birthday, I can't physically be there to hand you a gift. And, you know, if I could make you better, trust me, I would do that, because anybody that's hurting, you know, I would love to see get healthy immediately. So if I can give you a gift, I'll leave you with this, Lamar. Thank you for not only allowing me to spend some time with you on your birthday in this conversation, but to be the man that you are, a young man in this world, unafraid to talk about God, unafraid to talk about faith, who's facing adversity with positivity and strong will.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you from me to you that I look forward to the time I get to shake your hand, but in this moment, I just want you to know that I think that you are a very respectable human being, and you're a good man, and I just want to say that I'm honored that I am talking to you right now, because I think that the people like you in this world are the ones that are going to make it a better place.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Anytime, man.
I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, keep fighting, you know, keep going out there and fighting and doing what you can, and just know that when you think you're alone and you're out there, you got prayers from people and you have hopes from people, and I'll be one of those people that's right there every single day. So I really hope that you get better, and no matter what happens, just know that you got a friend. And before football and everything else, if you never stepped on the field again, you have a friend.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Anytime, Lamar. Well, go celebrate the rest of your birthday with your family, and I look forward to talking with you soon, and I look forward to you getting better.
All right, thank you.
That, once again, was Lamar Dawson, class of 2014, incoming class for Syracuse University. If he has to wait a little bit longer, he will sign his national letter of intent, no matter what, on National Signing Day, February 5th of this year, and then either go forward for 2014, or if he has to wait, come in January and be part of the 2015 incoming class for Syracuse University at defensive back, coming out of Chicago, Illinois, and St. Rita High School, and coming from a family that I believe has definitely raised somebody that is commendable in our society, in any society, someone who believes in God, has a strong faith, looks at adversity in a positive way and loves his family and looks at their positive message, and that's something that, that truly is special. And not all of us come from strong family bonds. Some of us go through a lot of hardships and don't have those family members there. So it's important to always know that you can create your own family, not just by blood, but to find good people to surround yourself with and have your goodness and their goodness breed goodness as you move forward. And Lamar Dawson, definitely someone who is spreading goodness throughout the world, and someone who I think for all of you that have listened, to go out and tell at least one person to come and listen to Lamar Dawson and hear what he has to say, because there is so much more than football that went on in this conversation, and I can thank Lamar for that. So thank you, Lamar. And I would also like to give a special thanks to Pole Position Raceway in Syracuse that you need to go out and see on the third floor of Destiny USA. Also, Carvel DeWitt, my longest-standing partner. I truly appreciate everything that they do. The wake-up call Sunday, you got to get out there and try it. And for a limited time, soft-serve mint ice cream during this winter season. So don't let the cold weather fool you. That same famous, phenomenal taste of Carvel is at Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the United States of America. Different from any other Carvel down the road, different from a Carvel across the country, because Jay Cartini and his team are just positive, different in a good way. And that's why I've bonded with them. That's why the Wake Up Call Sunday has a home in Carvel DeWitt. And that's why I always implore you to get your ice cream cake, get your flying saucer, your original sundae, whatever it may be, the shake that you love, to go to Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, across from Tops in that plaza. Don't miss out. And for Salt City Billiards, who are making changes toward an even bigger, brighter future. If you've never played pool before, you definitely have to go check it out. With the food that they have and the drinks available, you could sit there, have a beer, have a soda, and relax, get a nice meal, and shoot pool. And it just really is. It's a relaxing, fun time for those people that like sports, but you want to be able to kind of hang. I mean, think about it. What sport can you hang out, play, not watch, hang out and play the sport, and at the same time have something to eat, have good conversation and a drink? Salt City Billiards makes that available to you every single day of the week. They're open late, so you don't have to worry about if you're getting out of work late, whatever that may be. Make sure you stop over. Salt City Billiards, 3707 Brewerton Road, just off of 81. Once again, 3707 Brewerton Road in Syracuse. And I also want to put out a special thanks to the Syracuse Silver Knights, who I've been partnered with since the moment that they came into Syracuse, New York. One of the best teams in indoor soccer, and for the MISL League, Major Indoor Soccer League, that is the highest level of competition for indoor soccer in America. You have a professional franchise, Central New York, right in the center of downtown. Don't miss out. Get out to the game. Support this team, a team that has been leading the standings nationally and has had more than one player in the top 10 scorers in the country during this season, and plenty of games coming up. Seven of their last 11 games will be at home in the War Memorial, downtown Syracuse. Don't miss out. You can get all the information on the Syracuse Silver Knights, exclusive interviews, video of past games, every opponent that they go up against, and the virtual fan experience where the players talk to you, all of that and more on the Knights on Call page of wakeupcalldt.com that you can find by going to the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com, clicking on more, and scrolling down to Knights on Call. So don't miss out on that. And I would like to thank drysigapparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com for providing my business with everything that we need to be professional, help out the fans, get ready for a walk if we're going to help breast cancer with the pink wake up call with Dansetora shirts, which I'm looking forward to doing in the bright future of Dansetora Broadcast Media. So many different things I'm doing with my company, and you want to look good. You want to have a good image because your logo precedes you. the image of what you put out there, how professional you look when you're out there, that precedes you from the people that you're never going to talk to. When I go out to a Syracuse game and I'm there in the Carrier Dome sitting down and I'm wearing my Dreisig apparel polo for Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, how that looks is what coaches are going to see, players, fans, colleagues, friends, family, they're going to see that. And Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Apparel.com, has helped me to look professional, to feel comfortable, and to enjoy what I'm doing. They have helped me move forward with my company, and they can help your team, your company, or just you personally with your business. If you have an event going on, doing something in the community, whatever it may be, Dreisig Apparel is the place to go to make sure that your message, your branding, your image is positive, strong, and what you're hoping for. Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Apparel.com. Trust their professionals today by going to Dreisigapparel.com. And also with Dreisig, Dreisiglady.com, Dreisig Lady.com. That is where everyone, all of my female listeners, make sure you head there. And for all you guys listening, looking for a gift for that special someone, whether it be a fiance, girlfriend, wife, or if you're looking for your daughter, your mother, your grandmother, your best friend, whoever it may be, DreisigLady.com, fit for every woman, has the bamboo line comfort fit, has the athletic fit for when you're out running and out going to the gym, whatever you may be doing, or if you're just running around taking care of the kids, whatever it may be, DreisigLady.com is fit for any woman in any walk of life. Dreisig Lady.com. Fit your woman right now at DreisigLady.com. And FanHands.com, you should not be going to any game for any team that you appreciate. You shouldn't even be sitting in your own house cheering on your team without a pair of fan hands. They enhance your clap. The universal language of every fan, no matter what language you speak, where you're from, who your family is, how much money you make, it doesn't matter. You're a fan of something, and every single fan from every walk of life has the universal language of clapping their hands to cheer on their team. Enhance that clap. Enhance your fan experience. Enhance the good time that you already have with FanHands.com, which make the real fans stand out at every single game. FanHands.com, the ultimate fans accessory. You could get those at FanHands.com once again, FanHands.com. Thank you to all of the partners of Dan Satora Broadcast Media and all of the listeners to Dan Satora Broadcast Media. Thank you so much for tuning in as I continue the slogan, bringing that into the show, Dan Satora Broadcast Media, where sports meets life. You're listening to Wake Up Call DT.com, and I look forward to speaking with you on Facebook.com/Wake Up Call DT and on Twitter at Call DT, CallDT. And also make sure to tune in to the fan line. Find out when it's open by following me on Facebook and on Twitter, the fan line, 315-5031-FAN. That's 315-503-1326. Stay tuned to the next time the fan line opens, and make sure you stay tuned right here always to WakeUpCallDT.com. God bless, and we'll be talking again very soon.